I did 14 years with Barry. I did 7 years of him. Probably. He's at Guildford Southern Bank. I work for BDW Southampton. And I won Top 100 of the year for division 3 times. Regional 3 times, national runner-up, twice, and national
winner. Good
They have their moments, they're a lot better than they were. I had a conversation with a guy the other day who I'm hoping to come and join me. And I said to him, we are where Barrett were about 10 years ago. If you're interested, the reason why it is like it is, when I first came on to Constituents, I came over to the top. And at that time, they wanted to be a 5-star builder. And it took us, a lot of you have been around for a long time, it took about 18 months, 12 to 18 months, and we got up to 5-star builder status. It was really, really good. We were doing, I believe, 350 the first year, 450 years the second year. And we were really good. They then had a change of senior manager, which when Nigel Creed, Jeff, so Mike Barley was the chairman at that time, and he wanted to be a 5-star builder. He then got as a 5-star builder, and he then retired, and Jeff Fairburn came in. And the story's common fucking knowledge, but Jeff Fairburn is on Jeff Fairburn, Nigel Greenaway, and there's one other, isn't there?
There's four together.
They're on a £100 million bonus.
In 2021,
they can pay out £21 a share dividends in total by that time. So the emphasis has gone on to let's make as much fucking money as we possibly can. Let's smash out as many fucking units as we possibly can because the market allows it. And they are ahead of schedule. And the way they're going at the moment, they will actually pay out this 21 quid by 2018. So in 2018, we're all in here now, we're all blokes, for the sake of, we're no different than them. If somebody came along and said, well, you've got 30 million, you've got 30 million, you've got 20 million, you've got 20 million. Are we going to carry on working? No, we're not. So then they'll go. So then you'll get new people come in who will then have a different agenda again. Because, obviously, what makes me laugh is we've been on the telly, our shit Simmons are across the country. We've been on the telly, our shit Charles Church are all over the place. Dispatches, BBC One, you know it, they've been on it over the last 8, 9, 10 months, haven't they? How crap they are. You go on the internet and you've got all these fucking websites, don't buy a Persimmon home, don't buy a Charles Church home, they're shit, blah, 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 right? Yet, you will still get people pay in excess of £500,000 in some cases for a house, and they won't even go and look at it until they've already paid for the fucking thing. Right? So who is the fucking mug? Because if I was parting with £100 million, I'd like to go and see it before I parted with it. But you still get people today, and you look at them, you think, look, you've seen how shit we are on the telly, you see how shit we are on the internet, people saying don't buy from us, and you still do. And the reason why they do is because we are not Waitrose, we're not even Tesco's, we are the Lidl's and Aldi's of the construction industry. And as we all know, the Lidl's and Aldi's of the fucking supermarket world are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Because that's what the public want. Now, unfortunately, the knock on side from our point of view is we get shit fucking surveys in the office. We're just about fucking scratching on a one. Seriously, we are just about scratching on us. We've gone from a 5 to a 1.
But
you missed the biggest key thing. You were doing 350. When I came
we were doing 350. This year we did 8. We were doing 800. Right?
In 2 years.
Right. Next year, I'm just doing my pro